Welcome back, everybody, to our Dallas County Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Perry Fairway. This is Coltrane Carlson. Our guest today is the Dallas County Sheriff, Chad Leonard, joining us once again. And so, first of all, Sheriff Leonard, if you wouldn't mind just explaining for people how the jail is laid out in the proposed $22 million facility that you're trying to pass for the bond referendum, and that vote is coming up on May 2nd. Can you just tell us a little bit about that jail portion?
Well, I would hope everybody would visit the DallasCountyVote.com website and take a look at it. I would hope that folks take time to come down to our jail tours that we have scheduled and see what we're currently utilizing and what the future proposal is for this referendum. Basically, what we currently operate out of is a brick-and-mortar facility. When you walk down the hallways in our facility, you don't see the prisoners unless you open up these little tiny steel hatches. But the new proposed facility is basically an all-glass facility. Basically one-way glass with lighting that prisoners cannot see the staff. The staff can see all the prisoners, and that's a huge safety thing for us because the more people I have walking through the hallways and the more people I have viewing the prisoners, what they're doing, the less amount of activity that we have going on in the facility.
And it's also kind of a time saver, too, because you were mentioning what you're using currently right now in your facility compared to the proposed facility. It sounds like you can be more efficient with that.
Oh, exactly. As it sits, the Iowa code dictates everything we do in the state of Iowa for county jails. And it's staggering if you were actually to go to Chapter 50 and look at all the rules. Every prisoner gets so many square foot of living space. Every prisoner gets a bare minimum of 2,200 calories per day. Dietitian has to certify the meals or the menu prior to us serving that stuff. We have to physically check every prisoner with our own eyes, not with camera, every hour, within the hour. And we get audited on these things every year. There has to be so much natural air that comes into your facility. There's just a number of things that people aren't aware of that we are obligated to provide. And it's hard with the facility the way we're currently operating, with the amount of prisoners that we have. We don't have the square foot that we're supposed to provide. That's why we're placing in other facilities so many other prisoners. So when people say, you know, I know you can get more prisoners into that building, well, we can't because we have to back up and comply with the Chapter 50 rules and standards for the jail. Segregation is another issue that we have to deal with. Whether you have juveniles or females or males or mental health or suicidal inmates, these type of things, I mean, you have to segregate. If we're co-conspirators or crimes, we have to separate those individuals. And it's a logistical nightmare when you have a facility that's kind of set up like ours is. The new facility, again, it's basically an all-glass facility. Prisoners cannot see the staff. The staff can see all the prisoners. But we are able to meet all of these standards and free up jailers' time to do other things. Because as it sits right now, one jailer can spend a majority of that person's time walking the hallways and logging into a handheld computer what every prisoner in the facility is doing.
Help get more information out there. You've scheduled a series of more town hall meetings coming up in April.
That's correct. I personally have done well over 60 meetings throughout the county, and we have probably another 20, 25 scheduled, and we're scheduling more through April. But the town hall meetings that we're trying to get people to fill them up would be Adel. We're going to do another town hall in Adel at the public library on the 19th of April. We're going to do one at the West Des Moines Police Department for the metro area on the 20th of April at 7 p.m., and then again at Waukee Community Center on the 24th of April at 7 p.m. And know that the Samuel Group sent out a flyer here recently, and it had dates on there that had already passed, but we continue to come to the media, and we continue to try to put these dates out there, and we'll come anywhere to any meeting if you want us. Speaking for myself, sure. I'll come and tell you where we're at today and what the need actually is.
Well, and not only that, but you yourself have done so much work to just try and pump the facts out there and the information for people to get educated. But another way, like you had mentioned before, is the jail tours. Now, if somebody were to come to your jail tour, what would they see? What would they learn from that?
Well, it's pretty hard to see anything because, you know, again, it's a brick and mortar facility. So you don't really see, it's not like you're going to be walking down the hallways and observing all the prisoners and stuff. But you can kind of see what kind of facility and actually how small it is from the inside, because this is an entire sheriff's office that we're at. When this facility was built onto in 1988, we were approximately 28,000 people for population. We had 28 employees at the sheriff's office. County has surpassed 82,000 population right now. We have 77 employees. This building cannot sustain all that growth. And you're talking about the amount of prisoners that come into our facility. Kind of give you an idea of the two corners of the county, you know, up in the northwest corner of the county with the Perry Police Department, we've received 62 prisoners over a six-month time period. But in that same 6 months, that metro area down there, Waukee, West Des Moines, Clive, and Urbandale, we received 248 prisoners. So now all that growth down there in that corner of the world is really affecting how we do business at the sheriff's office. And when you start going back and talking about the square foot rule that we have to comply with, we do not have the room in that facility to put all these people. And therefore, we're placing a lot of prisoners in other facilities. I can't emphasize enough, we don't escape liability by having them in other jails. We're still liable for those people that we put elsewhere. You know, over the same 6 months we were talking about, we spent $237,000 just renting space from other facilities. It's only going to get worse. This is going to take 2 years to build regardless. So we're going to have to pay this overcrowding for those 2 years while we're building it, if it passes. If it doesn't pass, we're still going to have to pay all this. We'll probably have to even pay more because we're going to have to find other jails to take more prisoners. We're going to have to place them even further out.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Dallas County program presented by the Perry Fairway. It's our Dallas County Sheriff Chad Linder here talking to us about the upcoming bond referendum vote that's slated for May 2nd. And we do want to thank him for being on the show today. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. We'll be back with more local news and information coming up right after this here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.